Every opportunity. Victorian Economic Participation Plan for People with Disability, 2018 to 2020. This sound recording has been produced by Vision Australia on behalf of the Victorian Government Department of Health and Human Services in the interests of information accessibility. The recording lasts for approximately 1 hour and 15 minutes overall. Your narrator is David Tredinnick. Inside cover. To receive this publication in an accessible format, phone 1300 880 043 using the National Relay Service, 133677 if required, or email ofd@dhhs.vic.gov.au. Authorised and published by the Victorian Government, 1 Treasury Place, Melbourne. Copyright, State of Victoria, Department of Health and Human Services, January 2018. Except where otherwise indicated, the images in this publication show models and illustrative settings only, and do not necessarily depict actual services, facilities, or recipients of services. This publication may contain images of deceased Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Where the term Aboriginal is used, it refers to both Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Indigenous is retained when it is part of the title of a report, program, or quotation. ISBN 978-1-76069-035-9, print. ISBN 978-1-76069-036-6, PDF and online. Available at www.statedisabilityplan.vic.gov.au. Photography by Gary Radler, except for photographs on pages 11, 15 and 19. Photography on page 11 by Simon Kelly, Artscendence. Print managed by Finsbury Green, 1706049. The cover photo shows a smiling woman standing outside an office. She's wearing a lanyard and holding a clipboard. Acknowledgement of Aboriginal Victoria. The Victorian Government proudly acknowledges Victoria's Aboriginal communities and its rich culture, and pays respect to its elders past and present. We acknowledge Aboriginal people as Australia's first peoples, and as the traditional owners and custodians of the land and water on which we live, work and play. We recognise and value the ongoing contribution of Aboriginal people and communities to Victorian life, and how this enriches our society more broadly. We embrace the spirit of self-determination and reconciliation, working towards equality of outcomes and ensuring an equitable voice. Victorian Aboriginal communities and peoples are culturally diverse, with rich and varied heritages and histories both pre- and post-invasion. The impacts of colonisation, while having devastating effects on the traditional life of Aboriginal nations, have not diminished Aboriginal people's connection to country, culture, or community. Aboriginal nations continue to strengthen and grow with the resurgence of language, law, and cultural knowledge. These rich and varied histories need to be understood and acknowledged by all Victorians to truly understand the resilience and strength of previous generations, as well as the history of the fight for survival, justice and country that has taken place across Victoria and around Australia. As we work together to ensure Victorian Aboriginal communities continue to thrive, the government acknowledges the invaluable contributions of generations of Aboriginal warriors that have come before us, who have fought tirelessly for the rights of their people and communities towards Aboriginal self-determination. We are now honoured to be part of that vision. Contents. Inside cover, including publishing and copyright details. Acknowledgement of Aboriginal Victoria. This table of contents, page 1. Minister's Forward, page 1. The Need for an Economic Participation Plan for People with Disability, page 2. Economic Participation, Facts and Figures, page 3. Every Opportunity, at a Glance, page 4. Every Opportunity, Early Actions, page 5. The Challenges of Economic Participation, page 6. Seizing Opportunities, page 7. Driving Change, page 8. Our Approach, page 9. This section includes Key Themes and Actions, page 9. Education and Learning Pathways, page 10. This section includes What We're Building On, page 10, and Getting to Work, page 12. Employment Opportunities, page 14. This section includes What We're Building On, page 14, and Getting to Work, page 16. Business Ownership and Innovation, page 18. This section includes What We're Building On, page 18, and Getting to Work, page 20. Monitoring and Accountability, page 20. 10 Things Employers Can Do Now, page 21. Resources, page 22. References, page 23. Closing Announcement, page 27. Minister's Forward, from Martin Foley, MP. Like any other Victorian, people with disabilities should expect to be active participants in our economy. Unfortunately, for many, this is not the case. We have seen very little advancement over the past 20 years, particularly in relation to employment. Making progress is a priority, especially when we think about the opportunities afforded to people with disability and their carers by the National Disability Insurance Scheme, whether this be as workers, employers, entrepreneurs, investors or consumers. Emerging opportunities will not be realised without significant effort from businesses big and small, and all levels of government. Victoria's economy is undergoing a transformation and has many strengths to build on. The Victorian government wants to make sure people with disability are included as our economy grows. We want to ensure that we can all reap the benefits of this now and into the future. The Victorian government is committed to giving people with disability every opportunity to reach their potential and to have a fair chance to work, study, and make their way in business. All Victorians have much to gain from a more inclusive approach and better economic participation opportunities for people with disability. Every Opportunity, Victoria's Economic Participation Plan, sets out the actions we will take to drive positive change, backed by strong leadership from the public sector and in partnership with the broader business community. It's a key part of Absolutely Everyone, State Disability Plan 2017-2020. We know that good intentions alone are not enough to achieve equality. The most successful initiatives are those that apply challenging targets, backed by supportive actions and incentives. We also know that government has a big role to play, as both a major employer and purchaser of goods and services. All of us can and must do more to address the barriers and discrimination that exist. I would like to acknowledge the members of the Victorian Disability Advisory Council and all the people who contributed their insights and ideas through consultation on this strategy. I look forward to seeing these actions starting to change the tide, providing measurable improvements for Victorians with disability. Working together, I believe we can create the cultural change that is needed for people with disability to make their way in an economy and society that are more inclusive. Signed, Martin Foley, MP, Minister for Housing, Disability and Ageing. The Need for an Economic Participation Plan for People with Disability. Quote, "It's true of almost everything in life. Clothes, relationships, jobs, etc. One size does not fit all. And I wonder if, to make sure that every member of our community has the chance to find a job in our community, we need to accept that one size does not fit all in the way people find jobs." Graham Innes, AM. Victorians with disability can and want to work, yet continue to face barriers and discrimination which leaves them significantly underrepresented in the workforce, with very little positive change over the past 20 years. Employment rates, in both the public and private sectors, remain static and well below those of people without disability. The Victorian government wants to ensure people with disability are included as our economy changes. We want to ensure that people with disability, employers and the economy reap the benefits now and into the future. This plan takes a broad view of economic participation, rather than focusing solely on access to jobs. It encompasses the range of ways people contribute to and participate in the economic life of their community, including through employment, self-employment, career progression, enterprise development, education and training, and as consumers. The plan also aims to counter discrimination, remove systemic barriers, and tackle entrenched attitudes that prevent people with disability from achieving levels of economic participation other Victorians enjoy. Now is the time for Victoria to drive better economic outcomes for people with disability, a group representing 20% of our population. People with disability, their families and carers have much higher expectations of being active participants and contributors to their communities and the broader economy than ever before. The Victorian Government's Absolutely Everyone State Disability Plan 2017 to 2020 seeks to ensure people with disability participate on an equal basis in our economy alongside other Victorians. The development of an economic participation plan is a key commitment of Absolutely Everyone and links to work already underway. The government has also endorsed the National Disability Strategy 2010 to 2020, which provides the framework for implementing our obligations under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. It is a commitment by all levels of government, industry and the community that includes economic security and education as key priority areas. The National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, is a significant reform driving a real shift in how disability is perceived and what people with disability can achieve with the right supports. By 2019, Victoria will be investing $2.5 billion per year into the NDIS to substantially improve inclusion of people with disability in the community, create better life outcomes for participants and their families, and reform mainstream services to take advantage of the opportunities arising from access to reasonable and necessary supports. Enhancing the economic participation of people with disability is a key objective of the NDIS. However, this opportunity will not be achieved without significant, targeted and complementary effort. Sources: Australian Bureau of Statistics, 2017. Cox, Thorison and Lee, 2015. National Centre for Vocational Education Research, 2015. Australian Bureau of Statistics, 2012. And data provided by the Victorian Public Sector Commission in 2016. Economic participation, facts and figures. In the workforce, paid or unpaid, 53% of people with disability, 82% of people without disability. Earning a salary, 66% of people without disability, 36% of people with disability. Median income, 22% increase in the gap between people with and without disability from 2012 to 2015. Employment rate. The employment rate for people with disability is 3% in the Victorian public sector, 9% in the broader Victorian workforce. Graduates who are employed. 50% of people with disability, 76% of people without disability. Completed Year 12, 66% of people without disability, 43% of people with disability. Apprenticeships. People with disability represented only 2.8% of people starting apprenticeships and traineeships. Work and study. Of young people aged 15 to 24 years who work and or study full-time, 56% are people without disability. 38% are people with disability. Work adjustments. 12% of employed people with disability need some type of change to their work arrangements. Board membership. Less than 1% of people serving on public entity boards and committees identify as having a disability. Home ownership. 41% of people without disability, 32% of people with disability. Every opportunity at a glance. A diagram appears at this point in the print version of this document. It reads, Vision. To increase the economic participation of people with disability across the full breadth of the Victorian economy. The diagram then branches into the three key themes, each accompanied by a logo. 1. Education and learning pathways. People with disability actively engage and succeed in education and learning. The logo is a stylized award ribbon, coloured green. 2. Employment opportunities. People with disability are engaged in flexible and sustainable employment and have opportunities to develop and succeed. The logo is two hands joined in a handshake, coloured purple. And 3. Business ownership and innovation. People with disability generate income through employment, business ownership, and entrepreneurship and participate freely as consumers. The logo is a key, coloured blue. The three branches join again and flow down to the heading Outcomes, which then links to the heading Victorian Government, Our Levers. The levers listed are Leadership, Partnerships, Targets, Investment, Policies, Programs, Procurement. The levers are then linked to the heading Actions, under which are the three logos representing the themes Education and Learning Pathways, Employment Opportunities, and Business Ownership and Innovation. End diagram.